Can talking stop the fighting? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Russians and Ukrainians getting ready for negotiations. After 5 days of war, Fox's Simon Owen has an update live.
Dave, delegations from Russia and Ukraine are expected to meet soon on the border between Ukraine and Belarus. It's not clear whether any progress can be achieved. Ukraine says it wants a ceasefire. Russia's demands are unknown. Amid continued heavy fighting, Ukraine's president insists his military is repelling Russian attacks. Vladimir Zelensky said, "We are standing firm." He claimed 4,500 Russian soldiers have been killed, and he welcomed ramped-up Western sanctions against Russia announced over the weekend. Dave?
And Simon, Ukraine also reports more than 350 civilians killed, 16 of them children. And the UN just reported 500,000 people have fled that country as fighting rage before those talks.
The capital was hit again by artillery and missiles overnight. Some of the heaviest fighting taking place in the second largest city of Kharkiv. Real street-to-street battles going on.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv.
A three-mile convoy of Russian tanks and artillery is just about 20 miles outside of this capital.
Russia's reportedly taking control of two other Ukrainian cities to the south and east, and Russia's leader added to the tension.
This weekend, Putin put his nuclear forces on high alert. Avoiding further escalation, the United States left its nuclear alert status unchanged.
Fox's Rich Edson, North Korea's at it again amid a nuclear standoff, testing cameras to put on a spy satellite the day after launching another missile test. They are pre-Oscars. Screen Actors Guild Awards handed out last night on TNT. Will Smith won Best Actor for King Richard, playing the role of the father of the tennis stars Serena and Venus Williams.
He has a power of belief that borders on insanity.
The cast of the film Coda won Best Ensemble. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Fox News.
Stocks could drop to start the week. Futures are down big on Wall Street as markets also fall overseas. The price of oil's been up 5% amid sanctions on Russia for its invasion.
Depending on what the combination of sanctions imply for oil prices, we may see another surge in oil prices and therefore gasoline and diesel prices.
Analyst Shelby Lundberg's survey of stations has regular gas up a dime the past 2 weeks to $3.64 per gallon. AAA's national average $3.61. COVID cases keep declining, falling a sixth week in a row in the U.S. from the record COVID wave.
Remember those 500 million free COVID-19 tests made available to the public by the Biden administration? Well, nearly half of them haven't been claimed. With the Omicron variant of the virus now fading away, it seems the public is not so eager to test themselves or their families. Officials say they're getting fewer than 100,000 orders per day for the rapid tests. Nevertheless, Dr. Tom Inglesby, the testing advisor to the COVID-19 response team, says they know the market is volatile, but they totally intend to sustain it. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Now that President Biden's nominated a replacement for retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, he hopes a divided Senate approves.
House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn of South Carolina says he hopes the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the high court gets some Republican backing. On CBS Face the Nation, he says Judge Jackson's credentials should be given a fair shake.
Not just her background and the family life, but also her profession. She was a public defender. That adds a new perspective.
Some Republicans have already begun picking apart Judge Jackson's nomination, calling her, among other things, a far-left favorite. Gernon Scott, Fox News.
Major League Baseball talks resume today, trying to end the lockout. If there's no deal by today, the season may not start on time. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.